Lex Domini irreprensibilis convertens animas testi.
June 17, 2 Corinthians 6, 1-10. As his fellow workers, we urge you not to let your acceptance of his grace come to nothing. As he said, at the time of my favor, I have answered you on the day of salvation. I have helped you. Well, now is the real time of favor. Now the day of salvation is here. We avoid putting obstacles in anyone's way, so that no blame may attach to our work of service. But in everything we prove ourselves authentic servants of God by resolute perseverance in times of hardship, difficulties, and distress. When we are flogged or sent to prison or mobbed, laboring sleepless, starving, in purity, in knowledge, in patience, in kindness, in the Holy Spirit, in a love free of affection, in the word of truth and in the power of God, by using the weapons of uprightness for attack and for defense, in times of honor or disgrace, blame or praise, taken from impostors, and yet we are genuine, unknown and yet we are acknowledged, dying and yet here we are alive, scourged but not executed, in pain yet always full of joy, poor and yet making many people rich, having nothing and yet owing everything. We are reflecting that the grace of God should be really received and that is going away from us. What a wonderful word from St. Paul, a word very clear. Because we have to see all these wonderful gifts of God, all the talents. They are a sign of his wonderful love, but also they are an obligation of love, because we are called to go the way of holiness and to be witness of God's love. How can we not be witness of God's love, to live for his honor and to bring the brothers and sisters waiting for that, the message of love? Can we do that really, to avoid this? This only can happen if we are going to lose our way with God, or at least we are not going the way like we should. Because this way has always to be renewed from the Holy Spirit. And if the power of the Spirit is going away, because we are so much addressing to the world and to things which are not so important, then we lose the hierarchy of the values, especially if we fall in sin and do not get up again. In another word, the apostle said to us, we should take care on the example he himself and his co-workers are giving. Not to give someone the possibility to blame us. That means we have to take care in our life. Because we know people, they want to see fruits of virtues in our life, which are today not so much visible. Let's think Christians who are aggressive, always want to have right, or they don't take care of themselves. That contradicts the way of Christ. In the same way, if they are looking for money, or they are lying to people. We have to be very clear, and it's a great challenge to know that all what we're saying and doing is a witness It's a testimony. To think of this, we might integrate and meditate the word of St. Benedict, the father of the monks, and he said to his brothers, do all in the presence of the Lord. And also we are called to be very firm and clear in our decisions under difficult circumstances, and we have them today. In a world where the Christian countries are losing their faith, a new paganism comes back, and this paganism is brought by the media to the whole world, we have to testify our faith very clear. There is a spirit of the Antichrist who is bringing his ugly spirit to a lot of people and is going to blind people. And we have to say he also comes into our church. And it's like a cancer and wants to bring it away from God, to relativize our faith. Or to say that it's what was earlier times, now we need something else. Now, we have to be firm and to defend very basic things of our faith in Christ. And also to defend and to give it to people. Jesus, our Savior, he said to his disciples, they should go to bring the gospel to the whole world. Till now, the commandments of God are valid, even if people do not accept them. Our credo has not gone. A marriage is only possible between man and woman, and a lot of other things. I want to mention here a declaration which Cardinal Berg made, and Bishop Schneider, an old cardinal from Riga, and two other bishops, because they want to confront the errors in this world, and some also are in the church, with the real faith. We can read that. It will be a help for our way of faith. So let us be attentive to what the apostle is saying, to use a time of grace and to be firm in our faith and also give witness. Nothing is more important.
The entrance verse of today says, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork.
Et opera manum meius annunciat firmamentum.
Lex Domini irreprensi.